SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on a Wednesday night on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. A lot going on. Conference Championship Week. March Madness in full effect here as we have just tons of games all night long and really from basically morning to after midnight East, really the next 2 days. It's going to be the madness is here. There's no question. We have NBA and NHL tonight. We have the Players Championship teeing off in the morning. So we need some picks for the golf. I mean, there's a lot of 1,001 guys for Joe out there. A couple of his favorites, too, there on that side. So we need to get see if Joe's going to dip the toe in the water with skins this week at 1,001 down there in Ponte Vedra, Florida. Mike Carver and, of course, the encyclopedia of college football. The one, the only. Go Florida to Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. Pillar to post with the college hoops. Pillar to post.
A lot happening.
Notre Dame smashed.
They got smashed. And to be fair, Joe, they got smashed early, fought back and got it to 5 or 6, and then got completely smashed in the last 15 minutes of the game. So that's kind of what happened with them. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates, Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Tons of college hoops, wall to wall. We've got all these NFL news that's happened too, of course, with the league officially opening back up for the new year today. And we'll get to a few things of that during our time together as well. Here's the first on my list tonight, Joe, in terms of the, you know, we love, there's a lot of teams and a lot of coaches and a lot of, you know, that are on the gutless meter this week because this is where the money's on the table, Joe. It's put up or shut up time. It's tournament week. You know, you win and stay alive. How about this Arkansas team getting smashed by Vandy? I mean, are you kidding? I know, and listen, Arkansas, not that good, Joe. They're 15-16, 6-12 in the league. But
better
Vandy
dogs.
Stinks. Can we get
better
can
dogs?
We, yeah, they're not
dogs.
Good. They're not good laying a number.
No.
They're just not good at it. They did make the first bucket here of this half, so let's see if we can get something cooking
with
them.
They're down 14, Carver. I mean, 12-4. I mean, they're getting smashed. They were laying 5.5.
I just need them to win, Joe. I just need them to win.
Carver, that's a tough ask.
I don't think
ask.
Just winning. They're not going to cover that number, but just winning shouldn't be a tough ask. That shouldn't be a tough
down
ask.
Down 14 points.
No, they're not playing Kentucky here. You know, they're playing Vanderbilt. So
I feel like I need to wet
possible.
The beak in something.
Well, listen, if you want to do that, I got plenty of options for you. We've got Providence up 16 on Georgetown at the Big East at the Garden. We have got Kansas State down 10 to Texas. That is at the half at the Big 12. We have Colgate, who's smashing Lehigh in that Patriot League final. They're up 19. NC State and Syracuse, Joe, 35-32. Cuse down 3 at the half.
I'm going to put it in a parlay. I like NC State money line, and I'm going to take the 10.5 with Kansas State. I've seen Texas blow leads.
You think
time
Kansas State
and time
gets
again.
Back in this game?
10.5 in terms of a 20 game, I'll take a shot. I'm going to take a shot. I don't believe it. I'm not buying it, Carver.
You're not buying it.
Not buying it. Not buying it.
All right. I'm not buying it.
Don't do it. Keep your eye on the sparrow.
Final game of the day also in Brooklyn at the A-10 tournament. Duquesne leads St. Louis 26-22. with that one. And then, Joe, there are several games tonight that have not tipped yet. DePaul is getting 24.5.
Let's take it. Come on. 24.5?
Goodness.
We were right about Xavier today.
Xavier was a winner. Coach tried to pull me in on Butler at the last minute on Coast to Coast today.
See, you always got, you know what the problem is with you? You always got, you know, I'm your partner. You know, and then all of a sudden, somebody else talks.
Well, you weren't there today. I mean, we were going through the games. I mean,
I said Xavier. I said it. Nobody else.
Yeah, I said it. I said it. That's what it is. I said it. Stanford and Cal coming up later. Michigan and Penn State. With Penn State minus the 6.5, you've got.
Who are we taking?
Clemson tonight against BC.
Wendy?
How about this game? How about riddle me this one, Joe? And we kind of got into this last night. And about Cincinnati being favored over Kansas. Yeah. And I know Kansas has guys out. I get that.
I can't.
But, Joe, the 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th guy on Kansas should all be able to start at Cincinnati. It's just
Carver,
that simple.
They should not be laying 3 to anybody. But that's just me.
And they had no business winning yesterday either, that game against West Virginia. West Virginia handed them the game.
Yeah, I'm all in with Kansas State.
Well, so let's put Kansas in. Oh, you got the Kansas State with the 10.5.
I'm taking them straight. It's a straight bet for me. I think they're too good. I don't think Texas is elite. And that's what I did. What do you want to do later? Give me something.
All right, here's the stuff I like later. I like Kansas later against Cincinnati.
I like Georgia.
Yeah, you know, I feel like that's kind of short, don't you?
That's all right. I'm willing to take it. They're the much better team. I've seen Missouri. Georgia's not going to take Missouri for granted. Georgia's going to come to play. What could we put Georgia with? You want to put it with an NBA guy in the golf?
I mean, Michigan's going to get smashed.
You want to do Luka tonight? Let's do Luka.
Well, let's do. We got to do Luka triple double.
34.5 is his number. You want to do 40?
No. What's the triple double number?
No, I'm going to do 40 for Luka.
No.
Well, what do you mean now? You want to do 45? 6-1?
Could no,
he do
I want.
40? Why can't he do 45? I'm going to do Luka and Georgia tonight.
Plus 130, triple-double. That's enough for me. I don't need to. I'm not going to be a pig.
I'm being a pig. I took Luka for 45. He's playing Golden State. He's going to show out
tonight.
All right,
tonight. So how about Luka, Penn State, Kansas?
Wait, Luka? Yeah.
Penn State, Kansas, Arkansas back to 12. Come on, get this to single digits here. And then for the golf, what do you want to put for a golf? For a T10? You want to do a T10?
Here's what we'll do. I'm taking Kansas State, Georgia, right? You said Penn State you want to take?
I think they're going to smash Michigan.
You like the over there? Could we get the total?
It's high, isn't it?
I mean, come on. Michigan's got to give us something.
Do you think it's a little heavy?
I'm going to take it.
All right. We'll take it.
All right.
Take it, Joe. We'll come back. We got a lot going on. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 159. Great to have you with us here on a Wednesday night on the grid. It was a weird Wednesday because usually I'm with Joe in the afternoon for Coast to Coast. I didn't have Joe with me this week on Coast to Coast. So a little strange, Joe. It's not the same Wednesday.
Some family responsibility.
I understand that. But it wasn't the same.
You get me a knife, though. You get me a stand,
NC
State.
I still had
here comes Kansas State, and here comes NC State. NC State up 7. Kansas State down 6.
Here comes Arkansas. Arkansas.
That's all you need to know. We got the mojo going. All right, so you talked me out of the over in the Penn State game. So here's what I did. Kansas State plus the 10.5, Georgia money line, and LeBron to score 30.
All right. Well, I did. I'm nowhere near you. I'm on. I did Penn State. Kansas plus the three. Luka triple double. Arkansas money line here live to come back and win.
Man, that's a huge money line if you get this.
Well, I got it. I got it when it got to seven, so I didn't get a huge one. I got it at plus 114.
Didn't we say we like Cooley? They're coming on now, Cooley.
Yeah, they were down for most of the game, but they have gotten it to nine here.
You want to jump on them?
It's 11 and a half now. I missed. It was like 17 5 minutes ago. I mean, we missed some good numbers. Oh, by the way, at the end of that parlay, Scheffler to win the Players. So
I mean, you always had to ruin it with that.
Well, I've been trying to get a juicy Scheffler parlay ticket. Yeah, so I'm hoping I wanted to have one at least with Scotty going into this weekend because he's playing so well. But we'll see. We'll just do some golf picks. I got some stuff for you for the golf this hour that we have to do.
People are wanting me for the golf. I see the tweets. Spread the love. They like when I throw out the golf picks. I'm just saying.
I think that person might have been talking about just you in general, not necessarily your golf picks. I don't think that was exactly what they were looking for.
Well, it's nice to know that I'm missed.
You see who's 1,000 to 1 this week?
Skins.
He actually moved up to 750 to 1. He's not 1,000 anymore. But there's
Carver,
still a few guys in
now.
1,000. Streelman.
Kevin Streelman. Here comes Kansas State. Down three. I told you that Longhorn team. Here they come.
You got some of your favorites here in the bomb range.
What, for the golf?
From the 500 to 1 on, there are so many guys you play all the time.
Now, talk to me about this while we're on it. We might as well. Talk to me about the course.
Well, it's TPC Sawgrass. It's a classic course. This is the 50th anniversary.
Course, this is a big one.
It's a big course. It's got, I think, 7,600.
A lot of par fours. You're not getting any par threes.
This has a famous par three, Joe. The Island 17th green.
That's where the water. The water.
Correct. It's an island. There's water around it.
Isn't this the one where Tin Cup struggled?
Where Tin Cup struggled.
With the water.
Sure.
No? Did you watch the movie?
Yeah, I watched the movie, Joe. Here's what the deal is with that. Everybody's got specials for this hole-in-one on 17. I think like FanDuel's got a token for it. It's like plus 200 right around there. Now, there were three hole-in-ones on 17 last year, Joe. Three. There was 10 in the 48 years before that. Just 10 hole-in-ones, and then suddenly three out of nowhere last year. So I don't know if I want to get to the – I actually found a way to kind of get around it. Instead of Joe playing plus 200 for a hole-in-one anytime during the week on 17, they actually have here – if you go to hole specials, you can do hole-in-one on each round. So the first round, it's 16-1. Second round, 16-1. Third round's 5-1. Fourth round's 30-1. So let's say you were going to put $50, Joe, on that boost for the hole-in-one to win at plus 200. You win, what, $100? How about instead we whack that 50 or 100 up in four ways, and we just put it on round one, round two, round three, round four on these bigger numbers?
Okay, so what do you want to do?
You know, like you throw, if you got $20 on the 16-1, what's that, like 320? You win if he hits it. If anybody gets it, round four, it would be 30-1. So, and you can hit it more than once. If you like with the boost, one hole in one, that's it. You win, you cash, it's done. With this one, you might get one in round one. Maybe you get another one in round three or four. So this is my way to attack the 17th green, Joe.
Oh, I'm attacking it straight on, Carver. Win only, okay? And I could,
skins.
No skins. I'll tell you this right now. Somebody caught my attention, big time.
I can't wait.
You want me to give it now?
Why not? You can give it now. I mean, we got plenty of time. Nick, down six, Arkansas. Down six.
Nick, don't call me Jack Hardy.
What's his number?
600 to 1.
Okay.
And I tell you what, there was one other guy. Hang on, let me just make sure. Ben, don't call me Ashton Martin. 600 to 1. Okay?
All right. Yeah.
And then in the weeds, like a little cheaper than that. Okay? Mm-hmm. I Ben Silverman is just sticking out to me.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's the backstory on Ben?
Yeah. I don't think there is much of one, to be quite honest.
I like him for first round leader.
I got actually a lot of notes on that, too. Do you want them now or later?
Later. We're coming up on a break.
Okay. I got some first-round leader notes for you.
You got first-round bombs.
Well, I have picks for it, but my picks are based off of my of some things that I've seen about the first-round leader at the player.
All right.
So.
You keep that under wraps.
Arkansas down five, Joe.
Unbelievable. You want to
Here they come.
Run.
Here they come.
I need this Kansas State team. Don't die on me. They're down five. Hang in there. Down four. Down four. They're on the stripe.
All right. I didn't give you this yet, Joe. Here's what's going on in the NBA. The Raptors are up three in Detroit against the Pistons. The Magic at the half are up seven on the Nets. Pacers have a 8-point lead on the Bulls in Indiana. They're about midway through the second quarter. Nuggets are up eight on the Heat in Miami. Arkansas down three, Joe. They're down three.
Here they come.
Here they come. Hornets are up five in Memphis. And tie game, Cavs and the Pelicans. Warriors Mavericks starts in about 20 minutes. You got Lakers and Kings late night. And you got Hawks and Blazers late night. That's like a friends and family only game, that one. You want to get interested in that game. So, there it is, Joe. Your NBA for tonight.
All right. I mean, it sounds good. I mean, you know, I'm high on this NC State team. So, if we could get NC State rolling here, we could put it with the golf.
Okay. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
SiriusXM 159 here on a Wednesday night. Georgetown, Providence, Joe, has extended back to 15.
Yeah.
With seven and a half
State,
to go.
Though. Crushing Cuse.
Wow, 55-41. You know, Joe, there was two or three lines really in tonight's night session that were very, like, really didn't make a lot of sense to me based off of kind of regular season numbers, etc. I'll give you one of them was that game. Syracuse beat NC State both times in the regular season. I get it, hard to beat a team three. You know, it was only 1.5. It was just, you know, just NC State played
smelt.
Last night.
It smelt.
Smelt. We talked about the Kansas-Cincinnati one. I get the Kansas injuries, but that is a very fishy line. And the other one was the total in the Rutgers-Maryland game made no sense to me at all, Joe. It was 125.5. They played twice this year. Both games were 109. So both games were under 110, but the number was 125.5.
Are
sure enough,
going through that?
No, it's going to stay under. They're at 111 right now with 43 seconds left in the game. So they're going to stay under the 125. And I did play it, Joe. So that was, you know.
I need Kansas State to, like, scratch, and they were down three. Now they're down
three.
Five.
Now
they're down five. I got 47-42.
I know. Put the game on. Don't look at it on FanDuel. Don't look at it.
Just they got to scratch. Yeah, claw your way in there.
You got 10.5, don't you?
Yeah, but yeah, you know how these games are.
I mean, they don't got to win outright.
You want to jump on Georgetown right here? I mean, is Providence going to beat them by 20?
No, I think I'm done with that game. Yeah, I think that game.
60.
Finished.
Look at this NC State. 60-43. Crushed them. Crushed them. See, NC State needs the game, too. They're 18-14.
Oh, they, yeah. I mean, Syracuse does also, but.
Yeah, but Syracuse both these teams, at least.
Both these teams need to win multiple games to have a shot.
Oh, and Cuse I still don't is a little bit better, though. Cuse would Cuse be 20-12.
Cuse has no shot if they lose. No shot.
They have any quad one wins, Carver? They got any quad one wins?
This is no good, Joe. So Arkansas got it to 3, and now Vandy's extended it back to 8. So we need to.
Unbelievable. See, that's the problem in these games. When you expend so much energy, when you're down so much, you got to take the lead. It's once you get close, it's like you punch yourself out.
It's very true.
We got to root it in. We got to root it in.
Let's
Come
go.
On,
root,
believe.
Let's root them all in at this point. We got to root them all in, really.
What are we doing? Did you take Bron? LeBron?
No, I am nowhere near the 10 o'clock slate yet. I'm not even
I took Luka. I took the Luka.
The triple-double?
There you go, Kansas State. Down 3.
The triple-double you took for him?
No, I just took him for 45. Luke. Mm,
just 45. I like how you said that.
Well,
I took him for just
35.
45.
His number's 34 and a half.
Yeah, you make it sound like you took him for just 25 or just 30. 45, that's a tough ask.
Not for Luka. They're pushing him for MVP.
Well, what happens if the game's a 40-point blowout in the second half? You got no Curry for the Warriors.
Then I got no shot. Here comes Kansas State. Down
2. 2-point game. Back-to-back 3 for Arkansas.
Come on. We're back in it. Claw, claw, claw. Meanwhile, NC State, let's put the kill shot in, Cuse here. We're up 12. Can we put the kill shot in them?
Yeah, this is a rough performance from Syracuse.
Oh, man. These games, it's like, you know, when you lay in the wood, you just, you know, you can never get the kill shot. They always got to string you along, right?
They do always got to do that, Joe. That's very true. They've always got to do that. Let's go here, Arkansas. Getting involved here, Joe.
Unbelievable.
Let me give you these numbers and who I'm playing for the first round leader. Because then we got to get these in. We'll do all the NFL stuff at the top of the hour. Because there was obviously a few more things that happened today. All right, let me go here, Joe. I got to open up my book. Let me get all my guys out. All right, Joe. So for the first round leader at the players, there have been no afternoon tea times on Thursday that have gotten first-round leaders since 2014, 10 years. So the first-round leader has all come from the morning, the guys that tee off in the early part of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to consider that. 11 out of 13 leads or ties since 2018 all started at the 10th tee. Obviously, they split tees, Joe, first and the 10th. So we're looking for guys who are teeing off early tomorrow that are starting on the 10th tee. Now, and by the way, Tommy Fleetwood has had this twice also recently, first round leader at the players. So we're obviously going to play Fleetwood at 55-1 for first round leader. But here's who else we're going with, Joe. We have Nick the Dentist Taylor at 80-1.
All right, I like it.
We have CT Pots and Pans at 150-1.
Weren't you on him last week?
Yeah, he's been playing well. We got Cantlay at 40-1 because he's on the 10th tee early. I told you Fleetwood. Siwoo Kim, 55-1. KH Lee, 130-1. Eric Van Rooyen, 80-1. Tom Hoagie, 60-1. Aaron Rye, 80-1. And Keegan Bradley, 75-1. There it is, the first-round leaders. All guys are going off in the morning. I'm not playing any afternoon first-round leaders due to this trend, I guess you could say, which means they'll probably be, you know, the afternoon guys will go nuts tomorrow. Tie game for Arkansas, Joe. Tie game.
There you go. Great call, kid.
Let's go here. Now you got to finish, though, like you said.
What's
Kansas
State do? Kansas State has the lead. They're up one. Let's go. Everybody eats tonight. Everybody,
mine. Play the money line or the just the 10
and
a half?
No, I took the 10 and I should have, right?
You know.
I mean, 10 and a half was too juicy, though.
That'd be kind of greedy. Kind of greedy.
I always get greedy. That's the problem. I wanted to. And here comes Georgetown right making that. A little mini run here. They're down 16.
Yeah, that game's over, Joe. That game's finished. You want now? What do you want to do with this later game? Do you want to? You want to take DePaul in the first half?
Yeah, let's do that.
How about forget the game? Let's go with the first half for them.
All right, let's do DePaul first half.
And that is, hold on one second here, 14 and a half.
All right, that's perfect.
Because I could see them, you know, you never know, second half poured on. Villanova needs the game bad, and needs every win, too. I mean, I'm not saying they're going to lose the game, but.
First half. What about this TJ Mamba for points?
I don't have any player props, Joe. If that's something you want to do, by all means, you go ahead and do it. I don't have any access to that.
Plus 14 and a half.
I'll tell you who else was a good win for me this afternoon, Joe.
Who?
LaSalle.
I did the first half. Nice call.
Right, I'll put it in, too. Oh, a three and a foul. Arkansas takes the lead.
There you go.
4-point play coming up. This kid Mark on Arkansas, Joe, he's having a monster second half.
Look at this. Big three.
He's hitting everything.
Unbelievable.
You got the quad box on?
I got the quad. I got Lehigh Colgate.
That game's over.
Here comes Georgetown. Don't count them out. They're down 11, Carver.
So take them now with 12 and a half.
You want me to take them? I don't think Providence can close them out. I'm going to take them.
You don't think Providence can close them out? Then go ahead.
Not 12 and a half. I think Cooley's going to keep it close.
That's why I liked them pregame. I thought that Cooley would have a little fight.
All right, so I took them. Plus the 12 and a half. I'm in. All right?
Yeah.
All right,
Kansas,
let's ride.
I mean, Texas still favored here, down now against Kansas State.
Man, NC State up 16. Love it.
All right, let's start the focus. So we know what we're doing in these other games. So DePaul first half, which is probably just nonsense from us.
Why?
Because anytime you go into the window with DePaul, you gotta have a couple screws loose. But it doesn't matter, Joe. We're living on the edge tonight. Penn State -6.5. I like Clemson too, Joe.
And you want to take Clemson?
I kind of like him. Or you like the Fighting Bluets?
Didn't they put? How much did they score against Miami yesterday?
They beat Miami. If you give me a moment, I have it open.
They got into the 70s, didn't they?
I'm pretty sure they did. No, 81-65.
Let's take the over.
145.5. What'd they do when they played this year? Joe likes when I do this. Wow, Joe, how about this game? 89-78 game they played in January.
Yeah, let's take the over. Come on.
Come on. All right, Joe, I'll take the over in that game. Why not?
Let's go.
145.5. Let's go.
All right, let's go.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM, Channel 159. You know what, Joe? You know it. Arkansas up 2. Here against Vandy. You know, Joe, obviously we watch so much college basketball, you know, these 3 weeks, these 3 or 4 weeks in March. And look, we're watching a good amount of it as well. You know, we start to dabble in January and February, and we know we're getting ready for March. But we're really watching it nonstop with all these games going on at once, especially this week and next week. In the afternoon, it's all day. At night, it's all day. There's one thing, Joe, that I feel is, and there's obviously several differences between the college game and the NBA game. There's several, clearly. But there's one that sticks out to me, Joe, more than anything else as I'm watching these games. And that is the amount of free throws that get missed in these college games is wild. And look, you got to understand it. The amount of players, Joe, like there's a reason why those guys are in the NBA. I mean, that is it's the best of the best of the best. Meanwhile, there's 350 Division I college basketball teams with 10 guys on it. Like, it's not the same, Joe. I understand that. But it's such a stark difference when you're in the crunch time of these games and so many of these kids miss free throws. Yeah. It's amazing.
I know, and that's why it's tough to lay anything, like we said, over a huge number. How about Kansas State up 5, Carver?
That's a great job by you. Great job.
Extend. And NC State up 18. Pound, Cuse. Pound them.
And Providence up 8 now, Joe.
56. Hang in there, Cooley. Come on, Cooley. 12.5. Give me a ride, guys.
Did you get it at 12? Did you take it at 12.5 last
time? Yes, I got them. The juice was incredible. Minus 125.
Oh, wow. All right, but you're in. Arkansas up 3 now, Joe. They're up 3.
There you go. I feel bad for Stackhouse, though. I thought he'd turn it around there. Kansas State up 7. What did I tell you about Texas? They can't close. This every game. They get up big at half, and they can't close it out.
You know, Joe, you're getting close. Maybe another bucket or two by Kansas State. You can get Texas plus 10.5, maybe.
You think the big fat middle.
Get both teams plus 10.5. You might be able to get, I don't know, it's 3.5 now. It's a 5-point game. You get up a couple more.
I mean,
could pull you in, Joe, on both sides. We'll have you on both sides of this.
Yeah, I got Georgetown. Now they're gonna foul, right? Georgetown there because
if it's under 10. I mean, there's still 3 minutes left, though.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Like, for them, they have to win. They're not going to get it at large. They're terrible.
Well, Providence has to win, too. Like, this is... everybody's got to win, Joe. It's on the line for almost everyone this week. The only teams that are basically, you know, there's teams that know they're in. You know, obviously UConn and Purdue and Houston, they're not playing for much this week. But
Kansas State.
A lot of teams playing. Right. I'm telling Joe, 4.5 now. I think you can
5.5.
Do it. 7, Joe. I think you go both. You go both sides. Get it to 7.5. Yeah. Texas is going to make a pushback. I mean, I feel like they've barely scored in the second half, Joe. What was this game at halftime?
They were up 6, weren't they?
Yeah, but
They were up 10.
They were up 10, but like, yeah, they've scored 14 points in the second half. They were up 39-29. 14 points. They've been outscored 31-14 in the second half.
Unbelievable. Nice
grab by you. Very nice grab.
And how about NC State? Never breaking a sweat. Yeah, up 17.
I'm upset. I couldn't play that.
I told you. I liked them. All right, let's focus.
I need all these New York teams out, so that way I can.
Are we taking the over? We said we liked the over in Stanford Cal.
I never said that. Maybe last night I did to you. I don't remember.
Yeah, you did. You want to jump on Stephen F. Austin at 11:30 tonight?
No. Out Montana, I will, but not Stephen F. Austin.
Montana or Montana like the State?
No, the Grizzlies, Montana. 6.5.
I like the under there.
Do you? You grind it out, a little rock fight in the Big Sky Championship?
Intrastate rivalry. You know? Mm. You know, like the kids wear that on the sleeve.
The kids do wear that on their sleeve, Joe. You're right about that.
It's bragging rights, especially in Montana. That's what they got going on.
It's
N1! The guy got fouled. Come on.
It's bragging rights.
Kids going to the tin. Providence just extended. What happened here? They missed
this
free throws.
Don't forget this Georgia game, too.
Yeah, but they miss free throws. The kid takes it to the house. He gets absolutely abused. He misses free throws. And what happens? Providence comes down and nails a three.
Yeah. We were just talking about it.
They're like, come on, man. How do you miss free throws?
We would just had this discussion.
Both. He missed them both.
Kid on Vandy just did the same thing. But that's why these teams are bad, Joe. Like, that's why these teams are 9-22.
Yeah, but I'm catching 12.5. They're down 13 now.
Well, you got to put a little work really. In.
You know, you're down to 8. That's a big difference between that.
Get a little elbow grease in there, Joe. I mean, you got to work.
Both. This guy sucks.
You got to work. Nothing gets handed to you in March.
I'll tell you who's working for it. Kansas State up 7. They're working.
Worry about them. That's who you got to worry about right now.
Luka's got 5 already. He's hot.
Okay. Fill the stat sheet. Triple-double.
45. 45.
That's fine as long as he gets 10 and 10 on the other side. The Nuggets are up 6 on the Heat at the half down in Miami. Nuggets minus 5.5. How about that total, Joe? 199.5 live for Denver and Miami.
Unbelievable.
So many low totals, man. 200 for Charlotte and Memphis.
Before we head out, right?
Yeah.
What has been the stat line with the Sunday games? They still trending under this past weekend?
I forgot to do this Sunday. Obviously, the two Sundays before that were very under.
Dead unders. Three straight Sundays. They've been like 30-4 to the under.
I think that this past Sunday, well, you had obviously the Knicks-Sixer game. That was under.
That was clearly. Under. I was there.
I would have to double-check the rest of these, Joe. I would think the Grizzlies-Thunder game might have been under.
I'll tell you what. This could be a smash party over
now,
weekend.
Now, Sunday last night, Joe, I know you. I don't know if you saw this, but last night it was all unders again, I think. Or it was... Every game but one. Hold on. I used it today on Coast to Coast. Give me a second, Joe, and I'll have it for you.
You missed me on Coast to Coast, didn't you?
I did. Well, unders went 6-1 last night. 6-1 to the under.
Wow.
Unders are now 96-57-1 since the All-Star break.
Unbelievable.
So.
Yeah, that's going to change.
I mean, you'd like to think, but remember how hot it was with, you know, with the overs the first 2 months of the season. So it's just kind of, you know, it's kind of evened out here in the second half after the All-Star break.
Yeah.
Magic are up 13 on the Nets also. That's the only other game of, the Magic would play the Knicks right now, Joe, if the season ended in the first round. 4-5 matchup in the East. That would be that. So, Matias, you get any more goals in this hockey game? Still 1-0, huh? 1-0 Blues. 2-0 Blues.
2-0 Blues.
There you go. Matias usually involved in these team to score the next goal plays.
I'm so upset. Kansas State up 7. This Georgetown team down 15. Like, how do you blow this? Catching 12.5. Chance
you wanna,
to go down 8.
You want
to
put McDavid in a parlay tonight, too? McDavid's playing for
every time I bet McDavid, it's Draisaitl.
How about you play McDavid to score and McKinnon to score with the golf?
I want to put it with a bomb for the golf, then. I'm going to do it with, who's the guy I said? I'll put it together. Sam Ryder? Is that his name? Harry Ryder?
Oh, you want to do that? Yeah, quickly, go ahead. Give me, who do you like in of all the long shots? Because I know you're picking guys deep.
Deep. Hardy is the guy. Hardy and Ben, don't call me Ashton Martin.
You want to hear my whole card for outrights?
Nicky Hardy. Yeah, go ahead.
Now, I got a couple of big numbers on Sunday night. Like, I got Harmon at 150. He's 55 or 60 now. I got Nicky Taylor at 220.
You like that Nicky Taylor.
Keegan Bradley, 110. My more chalk side, I got Victor Hovland boosted up to 28. Cantlay at 30. Willie Z at 35. Hoagie at 75. And I'll probably add one or two more before the morning, Joe, because I just can't, when these big tournaments, I can't control myself. It just ends up being more and more guys here. Like, I hate this guy Cantlay's guts, but getting him at 30 to 1 is, I can't pass it up. I just can't.
Yeah. Hey, hats off to NC State. They're crushing Cuse. 20 points. Stick a fork in them. Could Cooley's guys hit a three? Can we bury a three? We got guys dribbling. They're down 15 points. Oh, they're so bad. So bad, this Georgetown team. I mean, just terrible. Oh, boy. Just so bad.
Sorry, Joe.
It's not good. It's not a good scene. I mean, you can't even cover the. I need a three. They're down 15. Can't give up a bucket. Got to bury a three here at the end. Yeah, do we have anybody that can bury a three? Anybody?
Nobody.
Guess not. Nobody. 13 seconds left. Bunch of gutless guys that can't. I mean, really, you play basketball, you can't even bury a three. Gutless.
Joe, we're on about shooting free throws. You want them hitting three pointers?
Carver, they got crushed. They lost by 18. Like, really? How gutless was that? I tell you what, make note. Two favorites now. Xavier and Providence covered favorites. Big East.
So,
dogs,
Villanova.
Dogs could be barking tomorrow.
Oh, you think tomorrow the dogs will be barking? So Xavier's going to play UConn early in the day.
Yep.
And Providence
dogs
is going to play Creighton.
Yep. I like the dogs tomorrow.
And if Nova would play Marquette late night and Kolek's not playing.
Yep. How about this Kansas State?
We'll do this in the second hour. We'll do a lot of who do you like in that St. John's Seton Hall game tomorrow?
I like the Johnnies, but I don't love it.
You don't love
Hats off to Kansas State, up 9. Extend!
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Here with you. All right, Joe. I'm sweating this out here. Two-point game, 13 seconds left. And Vandy just stole it. Oh, my goodness, Joe. You've got to be kidding me. Vandy steals the inbounds. There's 3 seconds left. What is this kid doing? Is he even going to get a shot off, Joe? He does, and he ties it. You've got to be kidding me. Oh, Joe. Oh, you got to be kidding me.
How does that happen?
So there was about 20 seconds left, Joe. Arkansas makes two free throws to go up 4. Okay? So they were up 4, 78-74. Vandy comes down, gets a quick bucket, makes it a two-point game, and the dopey kid on Arkansas couldn't inbound the ball. Vandy steals it, and the kid dribbled around. I actually thought he was going to heave up a 3 to try to win it, but he actually drove it inside. Got to about just below the free throw line and threw a little one-handed prayer up there after a spin move, and he makes it. So overtime in this Arkansas-Vandy game.
Unbelievable.
I mean, look, Joe, if you would have told me at halftime when they were down, what were they down, 12, 13?
Yeah, 14.
But I mean, 14. But, God, they were up 4 with 13 seconds left. I mean, that's hard. That's hard to do.
That's
really hard to do. You got to regroup now. You still got overtime. Got to regroup. Unbelievable.
Tough pill.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this hour, too.